have what I called, I don't know if the lashon is appropriate, the odds and ends that we did not complete that I wanted to go through. There's a Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Ches that I had left in the Sugya of Recha Milsa. And then there's a Rabbi Kivager and a Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Tes. So that'll be the focus, at least depending how much time we have. Rabbi Kivager is the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Ches, if caught in Gimel. It's on the page numbered Resh Nun Beis on the photostats. I guess the ones that are in the Shulchan Aruch also is Peis Resh Nun Beis. Pischei Tshuva Gimel talks about the shaila of cigarettes or cigars that are flavored. Whether there's an issue with the flavoring of the cigarettes or the cigars, and the issue that he discusses is an issue of Isser Hanoah. He's assuming that we don't eat cigarettes, we don't eat cigars, there's no hanos meyayim, there's no direct hanos that you feel satisfied. But the question is that you're having hanos from the flavoring. He's going to say what the isser is, and isser yayin nesach, we'll see in a moment. Now this shayla is not so negeya all year round, because as I mentioned to you many times, isuri hanos not shchiach bizman hazeh, we have very few things that are osa bahanoah, avodah zarah, and arla. These things don't make it into our foods. However, it's a shiloh which is very negev for Pesach, where chametz is an osa bahanoah, and if flavored cigars, a flavored tobacco has tam chametz, it will be totally in this shiloh. So Pischei Tshuva Gimel reads, Ayin b'shar ha-melech, perek yirav milchis macholis asuris, be'inyin avak ha-titun, Hanikra tabak, hanikach menevik echavim, umutol lishayf oisai. Now, does this mean the snuff that they smelled, or the things that they smoked, huh? Or both? I don't know. Lishayf means to inhale. They put in the nose. So he says mouth. He says umutol lishayf oisai ki yesh befakvik in bedavar. There are those who are mefakfek who question it. Because sometimes this tobacco is flavored with stam yeinam. The af ledas ruba de ravoso shaposku. The stam yeinam osa bahanoah. There's a machlokes. Yain nesach is definitely osa bahanoah. There's a machlokes of stam yeinam bizman hazeh. Is also bahanoah or muta bahanoah because it's not shchiach that it should be shalavay dezara mamish. So the makomak and shorid lishayv hatabak the zem mamish gahi de bastia de shorid lekuli alma. We had here the case of the straw in the barrel of wine, where the minig was to smell it and see if it's good or not. And we were matir. There's also a suffix that maybe the wine is bottle b'shishim shem ezaf, and the bottle kuli yama rechel amilsahu. If it's bottle b'shishim, it's certainly muta. This is based on the aside that it's only to give it a smell. Maybe the wine is done to make the tobacco. What does it mean, lechazek hatabak? To make it stay fresh, maybe, or to enhance it. Dimkein ein lahatir. Then it is a hanoah. Metama derech ala milsa. Demakomakem hariu nehena bagufa shalissa shaydei ayayim is chazek hatabak. So remember, we're not talking about an Isser Achila. We're talking about an Isser Anah. And an Isser Anah, if the tobacco is improved by it, it should be Yasser. Now listen to why he's not here. The Kaimalon Yayin Nesach min B'shein Emi Dei Batal B'shishim. Mi Yayin Nesach is Batal B'shishim. ubenida didan ikulatzvuke shemi yosh by shishim avesavet rabbanon lekula. Even this time yainam derabbanon. Now this kula is not the greatest kula, because the reason he's being matir is because it's a suffix if it's batal b'shishim, and a suffix batal b'shishim by nisid rabbanon is mutter.
Is this thing yet stamyanim was mixed with?
It's mixed with other flavoring. Well, what regular wine is there by goyim? There's no regular wine.
So at the end,
it seems. No, you don't smell. Well, you're having enough in the eye because it improves the tobacco. And you have nas from the tobacco, which is enhanced by it. We had inside the ches a long time ago, nishpach, that it is a suffix of the shishim. And by the time you come to measure it, it's poured out, or some of it was consumed. That halach is by suffix of the it's mutter. So he's matter in his case because there's a suffix of stam yenam is also banah bismanazeh. And maybe it doesn't improve the tobacco. So although the psak in this Tisrei Tshuva is mutter, but the limud is that it's aser. If it wouldn't be all these spakers, it would be a vadai that the tobacco is enhanced with Yisurei Anah, and that there's no shishim or bechametz. Well, actually, chametz kaidim Pesach is bottled with shishim, but let's say there is no shishim. So he's saying really that it would be aser. That there would be an iser on tobacco, which is flavored with Yisurei Anah. Now, this shaila, as we'll see in a moment, is a big shaila is a significant machlokes in Hilchis Pesach, and the machlokes has ramifications not only to cigars. You'll tell me who smokes flavored cigars, Bismanas anyway. The cigarettes are not flavored, Bisman Hazeh. But as you see in a moment, the Shakla Vitaria here has a shaykhis to the tumbling about the plates and the towels, all the things that the chayshish have a mashu of chametz in them, or as we'll see in a moment. Today, it's equal of Rurei. Today, we can find out how these things are made, although the cigarette companies are very secretive in what they put in to the things. And the Metzias, you mean? The Metzias, today we can be Mevar. If the Shara Melech was able to be Mevar, I don't know. It's the question is that you should be able to be Mevar. The truth is, you go to people, I don't remember the case, I remember we asked why certain ingredients are added. And basically the answer was because that's the way it's done. And it's not always known. Sometimes we ask, is flour added l'chazek or to give taste? And even the people who make it sometimes don't know. You know, they got a recipe and they do it. So whether the yayin nesach was added l'chazek to tobacco, some, apparently the sharmela couldn't be mevar. Now, it's the shayla of wine and schnapps, you mean? You're talking about schnapps. The sherry casks are shaylas, and even though they are heterim, it's kedai lahachmir, but the velt is makel, because schnapps is very important. So the velt is makel. We certain schnapps that are not on the shul list, and every simcha, you know, people just assume, it's not that people look at the list and bring it in anyway, people assume that if all... You know, someone said that Allah gives the most hasherim in America. So he said, what do you mean, Allah? He said, yeah, Allah asked us. So, you know, so it must be that it's okay. I'm going to read to you in... Because tobacco, it's hard to be tied into tobacco and see. And the schnapps also, who knows? You can tell what the taste is. You know, you only know it tastes good. And if you by the time you taste a few of them, you're not ready to taste it anymore anyway. So let me tell you, there's a tremendous machlokes place. A tremendous, I mean, many poskim weigh in on the shaila of tobacco on Pesach, which is flavored with chametz tikka flavoring. whether the tobacco is aser. Now I'm reading to you from the Chavadas or Vadi Yosef Kedaki B'Kodesh is Malaket the Shitas HaPaiskim, and he starts with the Oisrim. The Gadol HaOisrim is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Siman Tov Samach Zayin in Ilchis Pesach of Katan Yud. So Tabak B'Ksas Mekaymes Delch L'Shreisei B'Shecher B'Chametz. There are places where the tobacco is soaked in beer, which is chametz. You have to lock it up, you have to make a mechitza, it means selling it to a guy. And the ikar is that chayn pasku the Chok Yaakov and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot Lame Gimel Paskins, that tobacco which was flavored with chametz, with shechar, in his case with beer, that tobacco is asur on Pesach. Because chametz is asa bahana, and therefore it's asa. Now, he means it's made before Pesach, even though it was made before Pesach. And we have a klal that before Pesach things are bottled b'shishim. Nevertheless, in the tobacco, he says it's not bottled. it's more than a 60th, it's nice and tam. And therefore, he paskins it's asa. There were gedolei Hachrayim that were matmiya on this. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is the one he quotes for, I believe, first. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes that when his father, the Chacham Tzvi, saw this, he laughed at it. He said, "How could it be aser? The chametz is not roi l'achilas adam. The halacha is that if you take chametz and you burn it before Pesach, that the chametz is not aser on Pesach." Matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch has a case where they had a box of dough, and it was before Pesach. It was it's nifsal, and it's used to sit on. It was used as a chair, and it's mutter, even though it says halacha beferish. If they would cut it open, and the inside it would still be good. But since it's nifsal me'achila, it's made not to be royal achila, so therefore it's mutter, and. This is Rabbi Yaakov Emdin's Tamiya. Tumua Ma'id. And Yotza Hadava Mipiv. He says, I don't believe the Magen Avraham said it, even though he wrote it in the Magen Avraham. Lu Yehe came to Emes. Let's say it's true. Shoshoinus at Tabak B'Sheikhar. Chametz. That they do soak it. Hayamutta B'Pesach. Hari Zed Daimel Mashinivsich B'Shulchan Aruch. Chametz Shasarfai Kaitim Zmani Surai V'Nechrach. You take Chametz before the Zman Isser and you burn it. And it's nechrach. It turns black. At sheina roi lekelev mutter lekaimei bePesach. That it's mutter to have it on Pesach. Umavur b'tur shemutter gam b'hana. And not only that, it's mutter in manahana as well. He says the same thing. The tobacco is not roi lachilas. There's some achilas kelev, and therefore he says it's a chametz cholav holachloi afem nishra bevadai b'sheicher. Even though for sure is nishra kaidem pesach mutter bepesach kol shkein, if it's only a suffix, that it's mutter. And he adds the tabak has an additional thing that ain't suras chametz. I made this by klal. Whatever chametz is absorbed, there's no noticeable chametz. Hanas ha'ishu neim b'mamish. I don't know if all smokers would agree with it. He says also the hanas smoking ain't b'mamish haru kareach bi'alma, and therefore he says that it's mutter. He says, Loi Odif, he brings another sif in Shulchan Aruch, Diyai, if you have ink, Shemiz Bashul B'Sheikha Sairim, which has in it blias of Sheikha Sairim, Avadei Chametz, Mutter Lichte Bay B'Chalamayid. You're allowed to write with ink, even though the ink was made with paste, it was made with Chametz. Sicha is a separate issue. I'll talk about Sicha separately. But he's saying that the thing is ruined. Sicha with something that's ruined is not aser. Once something is ruined, it's nisal me'achila, and it's ain't surasay alav, he's mitzar of two things. So he says that it should be totally mutta, and he brings b'zechrayni sharisi b'mecharfi la'doni avi agoyin achas l'chacham tzvi shahira lahakel v'yaseichek ala mischastim lazaracha tabak kosher l'pesach. And he used to laugh at those that look for a hechsher on cigarettes that we don't have yet for Pesach.
They check the books,
yeah. So he said that they laughed at it. And he says That's the way the Beis Meir laughed at it. Everyone laughed at it, and the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. So we have to understand why the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in order to be able to deal with it. So, well, the question is that if it's put in for the Reyach, so maybe the Reyach, it's, what are you saying, it's nicker, it's still nicker there. Yeah, but if you have the thing which is pure chametz, and it's nechrach, so it's muta b'hanah, so this is also nechrach, it's not really achila, it should also be muta b'hanah, even though the smell is there, but still, if it's not a chavta shalisser, then the smell should also be muta. That's the time. That's the time. He does bring a Tshuvas Maram Shik, who explains the Magen Avraham. Although the Maram Shik himself says it's a mitzvah l'mashkune alon, it's a mitzvah to go out of our way to try to answer. It's a Magen Avraham. He himself doesn't pass in this way. But the Maram Shik's psak hesber is that in this case you're taking perfectly good beer. At the time the tobacco is soaked in the beer, the tobacco is perfectly good. So you're taking perfectly good beer and you're trying to make beer which is roi that people could have enough of the chametz. It's a chetimtza to make it that people could have enough of the chametz. So he says, since you took something which is roi and you taka changed it to a way that's not roi, but it's not like you burnt it. When you burn it or you make it into dough, or to make it into ink, you make it into something that people can't have enough from. Here you're taking chametz be'en and making it into something people dafka could have an off from. So he says that's the hezber of the chumrah of the Magen Avraham, that and the Mishnah Berurah, that's why it's aser, because of this metzias, that you took perfectly good chametz, repeating the lashon is, they took perfectly good chametz, and you did it in a way that people should be nehenah from. So that's why, that's his answer on the Mishnah Berurah, why the Mishnah Berurah was machmir. So mevatlin istal chadchila is what? But Tcharcha is not Bitlis Lachatchila. If you destroy it, there's no problem with Bitlis Lachatchila. Right? You're allowed Lachatchila to burn, to make the yai, to use on Pesach, or to burn it. So, because it's not Bitlis, so you're not, it's not there and bottle. It's not Isser. You're making from Isser into Hefer. Yes? If there's a hanas achila, that's not included in what we're saying. Chewing tobacco is not. They don't take cigarettes, cigars, and chew that tobacco. It's no, tobacco which is manufactured differently. Okay, chewing tobacco and achinami would have to have a hasher. I'm not disagreeing. The chewing tobacco would be different, but the smoking tobacko. Now, what? The bracha. Oh, so I want to mention about that. The
is it allowed to smell beer?
What?
Is it allowed to smell beer?
All right. The question was asked about smelling. I just want to repeat. I had mentioned when we learned the sugya recha milsa that the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, I think it was in Tafsamach, if I remember correctly, said the Feirish that to smell chametz on Pesach, to be nehena, is aser. That's his anav. If you're walking the street and the guy, the Tony's pizza store has pizza, and you're saying, "Wow, it's Pesach! I missed the pizza." And you smell it, you have anav. So that the Mishnah Berurah paskas klar that is a lemaisa. His lemaisa is that there's an iser. So that we say recha milsa. So the question is now you're smelling the tobacco, but here you're smelling tobacco which has chametz shenechrach. Which has chametz shein roi l'achila. To smell chametz which is roi l'achila, that is an iser on Pesach. To smell chametz shein roi l'achila, so that is no iser. Now you can't eat chametz shein roi l'achila because it's achshavei. But what?
You mean while you're smoking the cigarette?
Even while you're smoking, because what? No, not while you're smoking. Once it's in the tobacco, it's nechrach. It's not roi l'achila. It's not roi l'achila. Now. Of course, what we take from here, the truth is today, it's not shchiach, the shaila, legabe, these particular products, because the cigarettes aren't flavored, and the flavored cigars, they never heard, not so many people smoke them, and I didn't hear that there's a shaila with the chametz, and I've shenished. What, pipe tobacco? is flavored. Okay. Now, first of all, I want to tell you there's another Magen Avraham, which maybe the Magen Avraham is L'shitasai. I don't know why they don't mention it. The Magen Avraham is Simur Reish Yud. He asks, why don't you make a bracha on smoking? He doesn't mean Mermit Ibsam. He means it's like eating. It's something you take into your stomach. I don't know. He was different. They make a distinction between the lungs and the stomach. He says something you take in. So why don't you make a bracha? He says, because you take it in, you spit it out. That's his answer. You inhale, you exhale. So that's his. Now, I don't understand it. Why does a haba mean you should need a birchas achila on smoking? But if he looked at smoking as achila, so then I understand that he's machmer on Pesach. And the kasha of the charcha is still something of a kasha, but maybe he holds it's achshavei. That when you smoke it, you're achshavei. Al kaponim, what we do get out of this whole tumul, and there's a list if you want, Rabbi Yosef is in Chelet Beis of Yechavedas, Simon Samach Aleph. His psak is that bizman hazeh, it's a suffix. If the tobacco is nichrach b'chamit, is improved with chamit, he says by suffix he could zicha b'meikol. Even though the Magen Avraham, the Shabura, Machmir, that's by Vadai. But by Safik, they're ready Kamas Fekis, and he's Mekel. However, you do see the idea that something that's Nechrach, Kedem HaPesach, even if it's put into a place where people will be Nehen on Pesach, that there is no Isser, on Pesach, and most of the issues that people tumble about, the paper towels, the paper plates, all these things really have no makim in halacha, because everything, first of all, there the shal's kidney is in the first place, which anyway is more kal, but they're all nechrach kodem zmanai. And the Ram Shik's hezber of the Magen Avraham is that they take perfectly good chametz, they take beer, and they soak the tobacco in the beer, and they make a roi for a person. Here they're taking cornstarch, which is not roi in the cornstarch form. And the truth is, they don't put it in the paper plates or in the paper towels, so people should eat the henna. They put it; it shouldn't stick to each other. So the whole sichsuch is not. I mean, they're arguing here about tobacco that has chametz if you're allowed to smoke it, and loymi boy, all the other shalos bezman hazeh. So al kapon, this is the pischei tshuva. Pischei tshuva is like the Mishnah Brura. He's only matir with sveikis. But otherwise, he says the tobacco would be asa bahanon. This is one pischei tshuva back to the sugya of Brecha Milsa that we left out. Now we'll move to a second pischei tshuva in Kuf Tes. The question is about making a bracha on the shmek tabak, the snuff that they give out. I haven't seen it much in the United States, but in Eretz Yisrael, they do have it. You have it. In Chassidish Shuls, they have it. So I'll tell you the truth. In Camp Benos, there's a Belzer Chassid who goes around during Chazaras Hashatz and gives it out. The reason I don't take it is because I don't want to have Shilas and Gabi Abracha Beimri and Besamim, and therefore, that's why I don't take. But, what? What is it? But you make Beimri and Besamim even on flowers. You make Beimri and Besamim on... So the halacha is that now the snuff itself, the tobacco itself, I don't think has a good smell. It has an interesting smell, so maybe some people like it. It doesn't smell good. What you're smelling is a flavor that's added. The flavor that's added is, so why don't you make a bracha on that? The halacha is that if there's no be'en of the besamim, if you soak roses in water and you throw away the rose and you have the rose water, so the rose water we don't make a Barim Nebisamim on because the Be'en is not there. Last night by Havdalah, we have for Barim Nebisamim a bottle we got many years ago. I mentioned in the Navi Shem, must be 7-8 years ago, that I don't like the smell of clothes. People don't like it, shouldn't make Barim Nebisamim on it by Havdalah. So we always struggle what to use, cinnamon or coffee, whatever we use. So someone sent me with my Mishlech Manis a bottle of, it has in it esrig blossoms in water, and it has some of the esrig extract, and it smells very good. Now it's evaporating slowly. It's 5-6 years, so it has a cork stopper. So every once in a while, by Havdalah, we pass it around. So one of the younger children just picks up the stopper and he takes the smell. The stopper smells from the besom. It smells very good. So I always tell them that they can't be yaitzer with that, because you need be'en. If you have the remnants of something, if you kept your esrog wrapped in cotton, you smell the cotton, you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha on the chashivas of it, which is the be'en. So the artificial smells, b'zman hazeh, it's because it's accepted that we don't make a bracha on it. And assuming that it's artificial smell, so they have now snuff with the bubblegum smell. You know, you don't realize we're sniffing it because in the heim, you know, it was a popular thing. So they have now a bubblegum smell. I assume that they don't put in the bubblegum, that it's all artificial, and then you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. I'd like to get to Pisrei Tshuva Aleph and Kuf Tes. This is a major a major issue on Bittul Berayv. Kuf Tes, Pisrei Tshuva Aleph. The very beginning is not as much the issue as the second part. I'll ask you to look at Shach Vav first, because Shach Vav, in a nutshell, is the subject of the debate, and it's a short Shach. And we can see right away the tut started. Shach Vav, Chabitrei Batul, Kolaymar Barayv. The first thing he says is you can think Chabitrei Batul means that you have to have twice as much Isser as Heter. That's not true. The language Chabitrei Batul is a Lashon. It's Batul 1 into 2. But it means Barayv. 1 into 1.1 is also Batul Barayv. Kedikseh v'achvei rabim lahatois v'afilu lekarayv elabanach trei sham ketanimeo iser batul. Now here you have to be very careful with the words. Afilu lekarayv elabanach trei sham ketanimeo iser. It means you have three pieces. One piece is we're really talking about volume, but I'll talk about ounces just for Lashon B'nei Adam. I have one piece, which is the size of 1 ounce, and then I have two pieces. One is each one is, let's say, 0.6 of an ounce, a little over half. Let's make it easier. I have a 2 ounce piece, and I have two pieces that are a little over 1 ounce each, and I don't know which is the yisser. Now, obviously, if you know the 2 ounce piece is the yisser, it's not a shiloh bittel because you pick it up and you throw it in the garbage, and the other two are heter. We're talking about Yavish B'Yavish. You have three pieces, and you know one of them is Isser. You don't know which one. One is 2 ounces, and the other two are 1.1 each. So Zok the Shach, that's still Batul Barayv. That's still Batul Barayv. That's his Lashon. Afilu Lekarayv, Ela Bahanav Trei, Shein, Ketan, and Meyo Isser. Even if you only have Rayv together with the two others that are smaller than the Isser, it's still Batul Barayv. That halacha, everyone agrees with. However, no one started up with me. Maybe he means, why don't I have one piece which is 1 ounce big? And I have two pieces which are each a quarter of an ounce big. So now I have three pieces in front of me. I have one big piece of meat, maybe a whole side of meat, and I have two individual steaks. And I don't know, I was left with a message that one of the three is Isser, throw it out, and I don't know which of the three is Isser, and I can't be Mevarer. Is it Batul? So what do you say? Huh? Take?
You're not Mevatel the big one.
But I'm asking if they're all three Mutl, because Batul Barayv, there are three pieces. One is Isser, two are Heter. Is it Batul Barayv? Why can't you be Mevatel the big one? It's, huh? If you go according to the minion of things, then it should be Batul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if you have Dayanim, and one of them is a big shah, why do you say he's a big shah? One of them is a big Talmud Chacham. He's God of Beruv, Beminion of Beminion, and then the other two are smaller. So it's still Batul, right? I would think, Shani Latzmi, I would say, what's the difference how big they are? We're not dealing with volume. We're dealing with statistics. Statistically, there's a 1 in 3 chance. I have 3 pieces of meat in front of me. Statistically, there's a 1 in 3 chance that this is the Isser. So in Svara, I would think that it should be mutter. It should be batel b'rai, because statistically it's batel b'rai.
Not necessarily, because you're also saying that it's a hefek le hefek. So you're allowing the smaller amount in total to be mahapik the whole dust, and it's a bigger amount.
Right, but it's being mahapik not because it gives taste to it. It's being mahapik because this gezeres hakosav acharav lahata. It's a melech mutter. Alright, the truth is, first of all, let me tell you, the Chazon Ish says, the way I said, the Chazon Ish says, it's Mukhrich and Svara, that it doesn't matter how big the pieces are, it goes by minion of pieces. However, we'll see the Pisrei Tshuva, the Chazon Ish appears to be a Das Yachid. Pisrei Tshuva here brings from the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, I can't say it's a Das Yachid, it's the Benet Chinuch Beis Yehuda writes that the Shoyel, to him, held that way. And he disagrees. Let's see Pisrei Tshuva Aleph. The first part of the Pisrei Tshuva is going on the other Shaila of Ayin Pichadash the Masik Choldu Tfei Memech Tzasagi, that you don't need Bittel Barai, B'chabitrei, you don't need 1 into 2. It's enough Tfei Memech Tzah. Vayim B'sefer Mechas Yaakov Klal Amidal Vametest Aitei Demet Rabbanim Bina Dafke Kefal. There is a Shiti in the 1 into 2. Vayim Prima Gadam B'psich Kosa B'Issa Drabbanim Gam Mechas Yaakov Moedei Tzar Kefal. That's the way we're nayig. So that's the first thing, the chabitrei is lavdafka, and all you need is raif. You don't need double, even by an isa d'raisa. This chacham echad is going with the shita that the Chazon Ish later is matzdik. Shapirish Dibre Ashach Shakasal Khabitre Batul Kalaima Barive. A filaleka rive elabahanach treish and katanim in Isser. Even if the two are smaller than the Isser, still it's mutter. What's a lima? Habes Khatikis Biyachad Hema Kitanim in Isser. Valeka Ella Rive Minyan. Hainu Bes Khalakim Negadechad. Valai Rive Binyan. You have rive in the number, but not rive in the total amount of meat that's here. Afilu hu ba'achi batel. So this chacham echad said that it's batel. V'huzal chalak alav. The chinuch beis yehuda disagrees. Upirish the ratzalaymer de bahanach trei yesh gam rive binyan. The shach means the two together are more than the one. Shabeis yaisa gedaylam in ha'echad. The two are bigger than the one. Ela de ain't sarach kefal. Just, you don't need double. V'herach b'zeh because of hayotz ladina im echad omar sheyesh le bebayis zayin chatichas vav heter ve'echad iser vazal alma. Someone said there are 7 pieces of meat, 1 is iser, 6 are heter, and he went, he left, we can't find him. Vanu metziim barvuv yezayin chatichas, and we find all 7 pieces in a mixture. Ve'echad miyam gedei lo yaisim evav anisharim. Like I said, one could be a whole side of meat, and the others are 6 steaks. Loi amrina shet special b'shisha. V'loi b'samach im agdayla g'dayla v'kamus v'kola samach. V'kola
samach.
Why samach? G'dayla v'kamus v'kola, I mean from all the rest. Okay. V'chein amamash yesh achiticha echad shel heter. He says the reverse. If you have 1 big piece of heter, shel zayin litrais, now here you can recognize it. If you have a big piece of heter, he tells you right away the big one is heter and the small ones are iser, so you can recognize it. So he sets up the case. In the meantime, someone came, he had a big side of meat that was heter, a bunch of trefa steaks. In the meantime, the workers came in and they cut up the big side of meat into steaks with this arvu, betelim b'rayv. Says light him, the big gedayla is bottle in the 7 ketanim. Shabbat siruf einum kamaya gedayla koshken lechumru. Now this last case we could be mefakfik on, but the ikar is the main piece. He says bittul barai goes with kamos, size counts, and it does not go with minion with the number of pieces. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush, and there are, to understand it, and lumdis requires a little bit of understanding why, when chabitrei bottle should depend on the size of the piece. If it's a statistical thing that the odds are 1 in 3 that this is the heter and this is the isser, so the odds are the same 1 in 3. Someone left you a message, one of these three is isser. So what's the difference, which is bigger and which is smaller? In Svara, it's very hard to understand. The question is whether we can find rayas to the sheet. Now, first of all, I have to tell you, the Prima Gadim on Shach Vav teaches the Shach like the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. He says, he doesn't go into any arichus, he just says the two pieces are bigger than the one, and that's why it's mutter. So clearly, he holds also lahachmir, and he holds that it's an issue of Rav Binyan. It's not enough Rav Minyan. So can someone tell me a svara?
This was come to play.
Why?
Both are bigger than the one.
Well, chabitrei could mean number. You have one and two. One piece against two pieces. There's a Chuvas HaRajba, which Rabbi Kiva Eger brings in Siman Kuf Hei Siftes. It's a long Rabbi Kiva Eger, so we didn't learn it, but I just want to read to you the part that's a Chuvas HaRajba. The Rajba has an interesting shayla. The halacha is, if chad, one in one is not batel, you all know, if I have a piece of chaylev and a piece of shuman, one in one, if somebody eats one of the two pieces, we can't tell which is which, he has to bring a carbon, an ashram talui, because he ate a 50-50 chance if he ate the isser or he ate the heter. So the Rajma nishal, b'hod chaticha echad mi beis chaticha is lama yischayiv ba'ashram talui. He says, if you have one piece is bigger than the other, and the person came and he ate the smaller piece, so why should he bring an ashram talui? The smaller piece, you have a smaller piece and a bigger piece. So let's think. We don't know which is the isser, the smaller piece or the bigger piece. If the isser is the bigger piece, is it chalad to eat the smaller piece? Because that's the answer. If the isser is the smaller piece, then it's batel b'raiv, because the heter is bigger than it. So mamanashach, you can eat the smaller piece. Something wrong with the svara? Huh? It's batel, because so now I'm mentioning this because you see from the Rajba, you see taka like he says. You see the Rajba nemdan that you go basaroi binyan, that if the bigger piece is the heter and the smaller piece is the isser, that it would be batel bereiv, because the Rajba says no. The Rajba says that you don't say bittel in this case if the bigger piece and a smaller piece, you don't know which is which, you don't say bittel. Rabbi Kiva Eger is masber. You don't say bittel on one side of a moman hashach. You don't say a suffix bittel. Either it's batel or it's not batel. You can't say a suffix, maybe it's batel. And that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's side in the Rajma, that you only say bittel on something that's vadeh batel. But from the Rajma's whole shayla, you see that the Rajma held like this halacha, that the Rajma held that you go according to Rav Binyan. Because the way I understood that you should go according to statistics, you have two pieces, well, you're told one is this and one is that. There's a 50-50 chance which one it is. L'chayri, you see from this, Ratshuvah Sarajba, that you go according to Rav Binyan. And the Chazay Nish in this piece deals with this Tshuvah Sarajba, but it's hard to shlug up the Achrayim Misvara when you have a Rishon also who seems to say the exact same idea, that you go according to Rav Binyan, not according to Rav Minyan. And yet, the Rajma's maskim in Svara, that it should be batel. Now, why should it be batel? The Rajma doesn't answer.
Maybe the Rajma might have, if I had two against one, even, I wouldn't, only, in other words, if I have Mesla, I can go bust of the Minyan. I can go bust of the size.
Why should I go bust of the size? It's the same 50-50 chance. The logic of the Svara is that bittel b'raiv is a statistical thing. Odds are 1 out of 3 that this is it. And if it's 2, then it's only odds are 50-50. If you leave me a message that one of the pieces of meat are, is Isser. And I have two pieces of meat, a little tiny Frankfurter and a big side of meat. Statistically, what are the odds that the Frankfurter is Isser? 50-50. Because you told me one of the two is Isser. So why does the size matter? It doesn't seem to be statistically true that bigger makes it a bigger chance of Isser. So I still don't understand. But nevertheless, that seems to be Haskamas HaPaiskim. That when you're talking about Bittul, you're talking about Binyan, about Kamos, about how much it is, and not about Minyan. So we have the it seems to be a Rajvo, which Rabbi Kivagra seems to be Maskim too. And the Pesach Shuv B'Shem, the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, and the Prima Gadim. And it appears that this would be the Halach. Now, he says the L'chumra and L'kula, the Pesach Shuv. But it doesn't come out of Kula, because he always misupik, which is the Yisra, which is the Hatta. Now, everything is value. Weight is irrelevant. Whenever we talk about Bittul, we talk about we're talking about the volume. Now, it's true that things that have large cavities inside, we don't go by volume. If you have a kichel, the hole inside doesn't count. But when you're talking about food, typically you're talking about the volume of food. That all the place goes in. Now, there is a second similar shaila. If I'm being medamin Muslim most accurately or not, I'm not sure. But Kishula Atzmai, I'd like to learn with you a third Pesachei Tshuva. This Pesachei Tshuva, for those of you who have a Shulchan Aruch, is in Kuf Yud, Sivkot and Beis. It has a similarity. It's not in the photostat that you have. In Yeshiva, we call this a Machlaikis and the Sivis and the Chachmas Adam, although the Pesachei Tshuva brings others. I think you all know that if you're walking in the street, and it's not in the first. If you walk in the street and you find a piece of meat, are you allowed to eat it? The halacha is called the parish meruba parish. Now, if you find it in the street, it's parish from its original place. The original place was in the store. It was taken out of the store. You find it, called the parish meruba parish in a city where most of the stores are kosher, it's kosher. You have tisha chaduyais, maichres basa kosher, and one basa treif, it's kosher. And if you have the reverse, tisha chaduya, lavdafka tisha, right chaduyais, maichres basa treif, then it's kosher. Which means, I don't know about how you would look at Flatbush. If you look at a city, at Flatbush itself, this time you have to look at a larger part of the city. But let's say you go to Bnei Brak. You're walking down the street of Bnei Brak, and somebody dropped a bag. You pick up the bag, and inside there's meat. There's a hot frankfurter. And so what do? So you take it home for supper. You know, if you like frankfurters. It's 100%. I mean, Rive butcher stores in Bnei Brak are kosher. And of all are kosher, is there a tray for butcher store in Bnei Brak? Yeah, some are tray for other people, but you know, I don't know if there's a tray for meat in Bnei Brak. So that's okay. Now, here's the question. The question is, what's the halacha? If you're in a neighborhood that has six stores that sell meat, you have six stores. You go to a neighborhood in the country, and you have six different bungalow colonies. Each one has a store that's selling kosher meat. There's also a ShopRite that sells treifa meat. And that's all there is in town. There's no Gaiisha store selling treifa meat because all the butcher stores went out of business because the ShopRite started selling meat. So there's no treifa butcher stores. And here you are, you're walking down the road, and you find meat in a bag. What's the shaila?
You go by
the shaila is, do you go according to Rive Chatichais? Do you say, well, Rive of the pieces of meat in town are treif, because ShopRite sells more meat. All right, my example you could be mafakvik with, but that's the case they're talking. You have nine chanuyas that sell basa kasha, and one chanus that sells basa treif. The Chayat Chachmas Adam says that you go according to most pieces of meat. most pieces of meat are treif. So who cares, you know, that there are 9 stores and 1 store. The Gemara uses a lashon, tisha chanuyah, so one chanos. It's the lashon, you know, typical lashon is, you go by the amount of store, number of stores. But, if you know the one store sells more than the rest, so you go by sarayf chatichas. Chavis das, in simikuf yutz, of cotton dalit, says, what are you talking about? It's called a parish, meruba parish. What was it parish from? Chavis das says that you go according to the location from which it was parished. The suffix isn't the suffix is where did it come from, and the odds are 6 times to 1 that it came from one of the 6 stores instead of one of the other stores. So what's the swara?
Makes sense. It's parish.
No, it's not. It's right. Statistically, it's not from it. Statistically, it's more likely to be from the shop right than it is from
the store. Where is the suffix born?
It's not statistically.
More pieces come from that one store.
Yeah, but we're being down on where the suffix came from. The suffix is from the
Are we really being down where it came from, or down if the meat is kosher?
How are we being down if the meat is kosher? By looking at where it came from. That's what all the parish means.
But Matthias, how can you tell where it came from? Looking at it. You
have to go statistically, it's more like...
Oh, so you go by survive of what?
Right. Statistically, it's likely to be
traced.
If you go by calmness, you don't know the statistics anyways.
What?
If you go by calmness, you don't know the statistics anyways.
If you go by what?
If you're saying that we don't go with minion, we go with calmness, like we said before.
With minion, you mean?
We're assuming this.
Yeah.
We're a minion. Then, so here it's Rav Binyan is certainly treif. Right, well, here the volume of meat and the number of pieces of meat are both treif. I don't know. There's a, what?
They all did the same on the words. You have to ask the words assumption.
I understand the Chavis Das, but first let me get you more upset. I'll tell you a second machlokes. I'll get you more upset. And then maybe, wait for my Hezra, maybe you'll like it. There's a second machlokes, that the Rishash in, I didn't mark down the Daf in Ksubis, I believe it's Daf Tesvav, Yudalit by Trey Ruby. The Chavis Das says the following Shiloh, same Shiloh. You found a piece of meat. Let's say you're in a city where there are butcher stores that sell meat, and most of the meat in the city is kosher. However, most of this cut of meat is treif. It's a cut of meat which generally is not processed for kosher. And this particular cut of meat is probably, let's say you go to Williamsburg. Now Williamsburg, whatever you have is rife, mistum, rife kosher. But there are certain cuts of meat that some Hasidim don't eat. They're machmir. You won't find tenderloin steak in the Satmar butcher store ever. Unless they had a special run of it, because they're machmir on a certain type of nikur that's not the minhag to do, and therefore they don't. As a matter of fact, if you go to the two big butcher, the Meichrei Bustra, Ali or Rabashkin, when they salt the meat, they salt the tenderloin steak separately. Because if they're going to salt the tenderloin steaks together with all the other meat, the Sama Heksher won't take it. Because they're naive not to use that cut of meat. So let's say you go to a place, rive of the meat in the city is kosher, and rive of this particular cut are treif. The example that the Rishash brings is you have meat cut into squares and meat cut into triangles. Just using as an example. It says in this city, the kosher butcher store has every day 70 pieces of meat. 60 cut into squares and 10 cut into triangles. The treifa butcher store has only 20 pieces of meat, but they cut everything into triangles. And you go on the street and you find a triangle, a piece of meat cut into a triangle. Mutter or aser? Logically, it should zicha be aser. What do you mean? Who cares about the square meat? We only care about this triangle meat. So it should be aser. The Rishash says, near Rosh Hashanah, basar rive basar. Well, you go basar rive basar, and it's mutter. Pliya. So there's a short tshuva in the Har Tzvi about these two machlaiksin. Har Tzvi Tzardeh Simen Kof. He says, what do they argue about? They argue if you have to judge rive of the meat, Or if you have to judge where it was parish from, the makom from which it was parish. So the Chavis Das goes according to the place from where it was parish. The suffix is from where it came. And the Chacham Sadam says you have to judge the piece of meat. The same thing, if you don't like the Chacham Sadam, the Rishash's case, you have to judge a piece of meat. The Rishash, I have to explain it, seems to hold you go buster. This way, rather, a third example, Rabbi Kiva Eger, which Rishash compares it to. There's a case in Ksubis where a woman was mizana with a man and she became pregnant. And you want to know the status of the either of the baby or of the woman to marry a Kayan. If a woman's mizana with a Jew, then she's allowed to marry a Kayan. If a woman is mizana with a guy, she's not allowed to marry a Kayan. That's a Zayin HaKasa B'Tayrayim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following shayla. Listen to this one. You have a city in which there are 51 Jews, 51 Jewish men, and 50 Goyish men. And she was mizana. And now a Kayin is asking a shayla, am I allowed to marry this woman? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, let's see. She was mizana with someone, called the parish meruva parish. Whoever came to be mizana with her was considered parish. 51 and 50, they go basarayf. What's the catch?
You assume that if all from Yidden would not...
The catch, Rabbi Kivega's catch is, this Kayin is one of the 51. He knows he wasn't mizana with her. That he knows. So if you take him out of a suffix, it should be 50 and 50. It should be 50 and 50. So what do you do now? Does this man himself count in the suffix if he knows that he's not part of the suffix? So we'll see why it comes to the same thing. Let me be masber. Until now, I'm telling you, machlokes, and these are all three. Drishash brings Rabbi Kiva Eger and argues with him. Again, you have to study. Why doesn't he count? Because he's not in the suffix. Just like we don't count. But it's more likely a guy was mizana. It's more likely it was a guy, 50-50, a guy was mizana. Okay. So let me tell you my. Till now, I'm telling you what they argue about. I'll tell you my. What?
Is there a difference between Bittul and Bittul?
Yeah, Bittul and called the Parish Muruva Parish are two different shaylas. We dealt with, in Pesachei Tshuva Kuf Tes, we dealt with Bittul Barayv. If you go by Sarai Binyan and Barai Binyan. Here the shaila is called the Parish Meruba Parish. I don't mean to compare the two. I said they're similar, but there only three Pesachei Tshuvas today. So let me just tell you, I'll tell you my Hesber. You don't have to take it. Just listen to it if you want. Rabbi Chanan asks a Kasha in the Kavit Shurim. He asks the following Kasha. It's a sadistic question, which you have to answer one way or another. I'm going to mention a possible answer. There's a halacha of Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami. What is the din of Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami? The Gemara says, if this woman went to the man's house to be mizana, if the man didn't come to her, she went to him, then it doesn't matter. If there are 1,000 Jews in town and one guy, she's awesome. If she doesn't know if she went to the guy or the Jew, she went, someone took her there, she was mizana, and she left. So it's a halacha mishum Sinai. We learned that of a smach on a pasuk. Halacha mishum Sinai. Kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. That if she went to the man's house, that's kavua. The man kavua means the place where the person is nicker, is can be recognized. So kol kavua kemechza. The same thing. If you go into a butcher store in Bnei Brak, you go into a store, you're walking down the street, you buy meat, you come home, and you say, where'd you buy it? You say, I don't know, everything's kosher in Bnei Brak. I went into a store. So no, there's one trefa store in Bnei Brak. You know, for the Filipinos, they buy there. So you say, I don't remember which store I was in. So there may be 100 kosher butcher stores and one treif, what's a din? Kol kavua, kemechza mechzadami. If you went into the butcher store, which is makom kiviusai, so kol kavua, kemechza mechzadami, and that is halacha mishum Sinai, 50-50, it's aser, period. That's the din of kol kavua, kemechza mechzadami. And it does have ramifications, halacha l'maisa. Frech Rabbi Chanan, how could you say called the parish? Meruba parish. Call the parish, Meruba parish is a svar. We learn out of the Sanhedrin, his din of right. How could you say called the parish? Meruba parish. From where was the parish? From the butcher stores. The butcher stores themselves, we have a halacha mishum Sinai, kemech tzameh tzedami. Every parish is parish from Makim Kniusai. It's parish from the place that it was kavua. And the kvius is 50-50, halacha mishum Sinai. So since it was only parish from a kvius, and we have this halacha mishum Sinai, the kvius is 50-50, so why isn't the parish also 50-50? Now, it's not. Call the parish from a parish. But what's the lumdus?
That's not part of
the Gzeres HaKasev. It's all part of Gzeres HaKasev. That's what you say. It's all part. Okay, can answer it that way. It's all part of Gzeres HaKasev. You can answer like that. The way I would understand the pshat is this way: that by called the parish, our suffix is from where did it come? What is the place it came from? If our suffix would be is the meat kosher, is the meat treif? Then you're right. There's Lachem Mishum Sinai, Kol Kavua, Kamechta Amechta Dam. But because the pieces of meat, the Mekaymai, Amechta Amechta. The Suffolk is from where it was Pirish. From where did it come? If the Suffolk is from where did it come, so Kol Kavua, Amechta Amechta doesn't change that. The Kavua doesn't say that there are 50 kosher stores or 50 trefer stores. That's not what it says. It says that the meat, you have to be Dan, B'makim K'diusai K'treif. But once the suffix is from where it was Pirish, that's nothing to do with Kavua. And that's the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das says the Nidain is from where it was Pirish. So even if you have six small stores and one big store, that's the Hezber and the Chavis Das that you're being done on Mokim Prishusai. Did it come from a place that's kosher? Did it come from a place that's treif? The Nidain isn't on the number of pieces. The Nidain is on the place from which it was Pirish. If the statistics are true, but is halacha kol kavua? Statistics are 50-50.
Pieces of meat. It's
okay, I told you. If you want, you can disagree with it, or you could agree with it. But this is the anyway. This is the machlokes chavis das chachmas adam. If you go according to the total pieces, or you go according to the number of places that sell items. And that's, as I say, the third Chavis Das, he's Marachal, he brings more Marachal, but these are the three Pesachei Tshuvas that we're learning today. I'm guessing, in Tervet Das, they say that Rav Mendelovich held that in America, you don't make a bracha when you tevel Kalim, because it could be that it came from a Jewish manufacturer. And I was always matmi on it, you know, I mean, if you know with the brand and you know it's a guy's manufacturer, then it's no shaila. But it's so manufacturing kalim is not a Jewish industry. So I always wondered you wonder if he really said it, if he didn't say it, if he said only about glass, not about metal. You wonder, but it could be the Chazon Ish is takam esupik. If a kalim you go into a department store. And there are kalim lined up on the shelves. You can buy any kalim. Today they're in boxes. You could see the manufacturer. It could be Mavar. But his suffix is the way it used to be. Still in many stores you go in, and they're not in boxes. They're piles of glasses, piles of plates, piles of silverware. If you go in and you buy something, is that called kavua kemechza amechza, or called a parish maruba parish? Meaning that it came into the store in boxes, and it was nicker. It would still be noticeable, if you could still tell, that was Zichah B'Kavua. If in the same store in which it came noticeable, recognizable, you now take it out of boxes and pile it on shelves, and let's say it's not recognizable, which is which. In that case, the Chazon Ish is Mesupik, if that's called Kavua Kemetza Ametza, or called the Parsh Mubba Parsh, it's still in the same place of Kaviyusai. The Mishun Denai is Parsh Mubba Kaimai. You're right. So the Chazon Ish's suffix, if I recall correctly, is you're leaving it in its makim and you're making it, you're pulling off the label. That's the way that's a suffix. Right. It could be that was Rav Mendelovich's shaila, that he was a suffix, maybe it's called kavua. And if it's kavua, it's kemechta mechta dami. And so it could be that was his name. Okay. I make a bracha on metal for sure. You make a bracha. The truth is, today you always see the brand name, and most brand names are companies that are traded on the market, which is Red Guy. So you make a bracha. Okay, what are we doing next? We have 5 or 6 weeks till Pesach. I give you a choice, one of two things. In Yarden, to stop us, B'cholov, we're not going to finish. It's tremendously large. I'd like to do the smaller Siman. What I'd like to do next in Yaradeya is Simin Pei Dalid, which is Hilchis Treloim. When I learned Yaradeya, Hilchis Treloim was not part of what you had to learn. I think today it should be. The Shadows of Treloim have come up. Either we can learn Hilchis Pesach the next 5 weeks, which we've done the previous years. I assume you remember it already from year to year, at least the basics that we always talk about. My cheshik is always to learn more things. Rapam once told me that Yetzer Hara won't get you to learn, he'll get you not to chazer. So he was wrong. The Yetzer Hara gets me not to learn also. But true, it gets me not to chazer. So either we'll learn Simen Pei Dalet, which we could finish in 5 weeks. It's one Simen. We could do Hilchis Tilam until Pesach. Or we could do Hilchis Pesach. So what is the consensus? Hilchis Tilam? Okay, so we'll do Simen Pei Dalet. Can I ask David to make copies for next week of Simen Pei Dalet? And we'll learn Hilchis Tilam.